Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm going to be talking about chamomile. So chamomile flowers are in the daisy family, also known as Asteraceae or Compositae. Compounds beneficial to health are many and varied, and it's generally recognized as safe for consumption with few contraindications. Chamomile is probably best known as an herbal tea, with over 1 million cups consumed per day, though there are other ways to access its health benefits as well. Which benefits you're after may influence the form of chamomile you choose to use medicinally. So it is used for digestion and menstrual cramping because it is a carminative herb used to calm digestive upset. Chamomile is known for the antispasmodic effects of the bioflavonoids apigenin, quercetin, and luteolin. These compounds also decrease inflammatory prostaglandin release, which is the same mechanism of action of NSAIDs, and they extract well into water, making them easily absorbable from tea. Anti-inflammatory effects are also found in the essential oil components called chamazulene and alpha-bisoblol, which don't extract as well into tea. Bisoblol also helps to prevent and treat stomach ulcers by decreasing pepsin production without affecting hydrochloric acid production. These constituents are best absorbed via capsule or tincture. Antispasmodic and anti-inflammatory effects, of course, are also both useful for menstrual cramping and pain as well. It can be often used for anxiety, depression, and insomnia. Chamomile tea is one of my favorites for a nightly wind-down routine before bedtime, helping to calm the mind and acting as a gentle sedative. This might be due to the plant's water-soluble glycine content, a calming amino acid which assists the body with getting into deeper stages of sleep. Chamomile has indeed been shown to improve sleep quality too. Because of this gentle calming effect, chamomile has been shown to even significantly reduce moderate to severe generalized anxiety disorder symptoms, and to assist with depression when it's comorbid with anxiety disorder as well. It can be useful for infection, for wound healing, and for skin care. So topically, chamomile's antioxidant polyphenols can assist with wound healing and restoration of a breached skin barrier. Since polyphenols extract well into water, a compress soaked in strong chamomile tea and applied to, say, a sunburn may assist with quicker healing. A similar compress, or even a wet tea bag, can be used on skin lesions like acne, styes, or eczema. That's because in addition to antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, chamomile is also antimicrobial. Since a breached skin barrier often leads to opportunistic infection by normal skin flora, topical chamomile may assist the healing process in multiple ways. The essential oil has been studied for its antihistamine purposes as for atopic lesions as well. Chamomile's antioxidant properties have also been utilized topically for reduction of fine lines and wrinkles. It can also be used for allergies. So there's evidence that chamomile stabilizes mast cells, the mast cells carry histamine, and then they release in the presence of something that triggers them. So if the mast cells are more stabilized, this will decrease the release of histamine for those who suffer from allergies and those with histamine intolerance. And it can even be an adjunctive treatment for those who have mast cell activation disorder or syndrome. And these effects were observed from the alcohol tincture extract form, not to say that the other forms might not work, but that's what was specifically studied. So bottom line, chamomile tea is consumed worldwide in large quantities for a reason, though it's helpful to know which effects you're after to help choose the most appropriate extraction method. Bioflavonoids, apigenin, and quercetin are water-soluble, which means they'll easily be extracted into a tea. These, again, are helpful for antispasmodic, anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety, antioxidant, and sedative properties. The essential oil components, chamazulene and bisoblol, do not extract as well in water. Those are better consumed either in powder or capsules made from the whole dried flowers or an alcohol extract or using the essential oil itself, either diffused or topically. These have been observed to protect against ulcers and to stabilize mast cells. While chamomile is generally recognized as safe, some caution with consumption of chamomile in high doses during the first trimester of pregnancy. If you're consuming chamomile as a tea, but you still wish to reap some of the benefits of the essential oils, the better choice is whole leaf tea, which you can get by purchasing the whole dried flowers. Dosing is about 1 or 2 teaspoons of flowers per 8 ounces of water, and allow it to steep for about 15 minutes before you strain it. pre-packaged tea bags should still be high in the polyphenol content, but pulverized flowers means more of the essential oils will have evaporated. So I will link in the show notes to the blog review this comes from. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.